Chapter 17. Orgai of the Waveblade had dropped anchor in Terramort Cove earlier that same evening. Confining his crew to shipboard, he strode up to Fort Bladegirth, aware of the reception he would receive coming back empty-clawed. Gabool was in a murderous mood. Even the slaves were hiding and dared not attend him. The king of the sea rats had gone past sleeping. His eyes were completely blood-red, but he quivered with a furious, nervous energy, roaming the banqueting hall, drinking wine straight from the flagon. Orgai walked in without knocking. Gabool did not acknowledge him at first, but strode about, shouting,
"Look! Look at this! Half-cooked seabird still with the feathers hanging from it!"
He hurled the silver platter, splattering food across the walls.
"Not a slave to look after my needs. Me, the ruler of all seas. Wine? This tastes more like vinegar. They're trying to poison me. That's it. They can't get me while I'm asleep because I won't go to sleep. No sleep, no rest for Gabool."
He appeared to notice Orgai for the first time.
"Soltar? No, it can't be. I slew him? Ah, it's Orgai, me old grogmate. Belay there. I knew you wouldn't let Gabool down. I knew out of all those slotbacks, you'd be the one to bring me back the Dark Queen and Grey Patch's mangy skull."
Orgai moved away until the big table was between him and the warlord.
"Gabool, listen. I scoured the seas to the far west from here and past the horizon. I searched the bare rocks and small islands until I ran short of victuals and water for the crew and myself. There's no sign of Grey Patch at all. Wherever he's taken the Dark Queen to, we'll never find him, on my oath."
The flagon narrowly missed Orgai. It smashed upon the door, cascading blood-red wine everywhere. Gabool looked madly about for something else to throw.
"Gah, you lying traitor! You useless mud-sucking scum! If you couldn't find him westward, you should have sailed south!"
Orgai was backing toward the door. He did not want to be in the same room with this mad creature.
"Oh, fast there, Gabool! Take it easy. I only put into Terramort for fresh provisions. You say go south? Right, then I'll take the Waveblade on a southern course soon as I've taken fresh victuals aboard."
Gabool drew his sword and advanced, foaming at the mouth.
"Victuals? You bottlenose trash, victuals? I'll give you victuals, bucko. I'll carve your tripes out and feed them to your scurvy crew. Set course south and get out of me sight. You don't get a crust of my bread or a drop of water until you bring me the Dark Queen and Grey Patch's head."
Orgai barely had time to slam the door and run. Gabool was tugging and pulling as he cursed, and his sword was buried deep in the heavy oak door. Behind him, the bell tolled once. He heaved the sword blade from the door and came at the bell.
"Silence! Jimmy! Silence!" Booming and bonging away night and day so a body can't even sleep. "I'll teach you a lesson!"